Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamre by Ram Golder and Tirim Ezeches Vachim Daf Samech Gimel, the sixth Perek Kadshu Kadoshim. So the three tabs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Menachus Hayinik Matzos Bekomakum Ba'azara. Menachus had their kemitzah performed anywhere in the Azara and are eaten within the Azara's curtains by Mel Kohanim, prepared anyway for a day and night until midnight. In the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says that kemitzah performed in the Heichal itself is valid. Shekematzin Basilk Bezichin, for we find a similar precedent in the removal of the spoons of Lavona of the Lechem Apanim. The Lavona of the Lechem Apanim, which was burned on the Mizbech, functioned as their kometz, and its removal parallels an ordinary Mincha's kemitzah. Since it took place in the Heichal from the Shulchan, any kemitzah of a Mincha is likewise valid in the Heichal. This is challenged from a brisa which darshans that kemitzah is taken b'makom sh'ragli azar omdos, from the place a non-kohen may stand, meaning the Azara. The Gemara answers that this drasha does not come to limit kemitzah, but to allow kemitzah in the entire Azara. Without this pasuk, one might have thought kemitzah must be in the southwest corner of the Mizbech, like Hagasha, the bringing of a mincha. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shlamim sheshachtam beheichol ksherim, a shlamim which one shachted in the heichol is valid, because the pasuk says, v'shachatu pesach ohel moed, and you shall slaughter it at the entrance of the ohel moed. This implies that the ability to shecht in the Azara stems from its closeness to the Heichal, and the secondary place, meaning the Azara, should not be more important than the primary place, the Heichal itself. This principle is challenged from a brisa which derives from a pasuk that if attacking idolaters surrounded the Azara, Kohanim may enter the Heichal and eat kadshi kadshim there, implying that without a pasuk, this would be prohibited. Since the permit to eat them in the Azara is described as b'chatzar ohel moed, in the courtyard of the ohel moed, indicating the primacy of the heichal, we should say le'yetavo chamu min eker. The Gemara differentiates regarding a voda such as shechita da adam obe b'makom rabo, where a person would serve in his master's presence. The primary place, the heichal, should be at least as valid as the secondary place, meaning the Azara. But regarding eating, nein adam ochel b'makom rabo, where a person would not eat in his master's presence, we would not assume one can eat in the primary place. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that the avoda of achatas ha'of is performed at the southwest corner of the mizbech. B'kol makom ha'isa kashera el zeh ha'isa makom. It was valid in any place, but this was its place. The Gemara later clarifies that its malika can be formed anywhere, but this corner was its place for hazah, the sprinkling of its blood. A hekesh between a mincha and chatas teaches that just as a mincha is brought to the southwest corner of the mizbech, the hazah of achatas ha'of is also performed at this corner. A mincha's law is derived in a brisa. The words lifnei Hashem before Hashem would imply the west side of the mizbeach facing the heichal, but the words el pnei hamizbeach, to the front of the mizbeach, implies the south side where the ramp is. Therefore, magish bekeren maravis romis keneged chudish al keren v'dayo. He brings the mincha to the southwest corner, to the edge of the corner, and that is sufficient. Rabbi Eliezer says a mincha is brought to the south side of the mizbeach, which also fulfills lifnei Hashem, because he holds the entire mizbeach was in Safon. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Menachus hayinik matzos b'komakom ba'azara. Menachus had their kemitzah performed anywhere in the Azara and are eaten within the Azara's curtains by male kohanim, prepared anyway for a day and night until midnight. In the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says that kemitzah performed in the heichal itself is valid. Shekematzin basilk bezichin, for we find a similar precedent in the removal of the spoons of lavona of the lechem apanim. The lavona of the lechem apanim, which was burned on the mizbech, functioned as their kometz, and its removal parallels an ordinary mincha's kemitzah. Since it took place in the heichal from the shulchan, any kemitzah of a mincha is likewise valid in the heichal. This is challenged from a brisa which darshans that kemitzah is taken b'makom sh'ragli azar omdos, from the place a non-kohen may stand, meaning the Azara. The Gemara answers that this drasha does not come to limit kemitzah, but to allow kemitzah in the entire Azara. Without this pasuk, one might have thought kemitzah must be in the southwest corner of the mizbech, like Hagasha, the bringing of a mincha. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shlamim sheshachtam beheichol ksherim, a shlamim which one shachted in the heichol is valid, because the pasuk says, v'shachatu pesach ohel moed, and you shall slaughter it at the entrance of the ohel moed. This implies that the ability to shecht in the Azara stems from its closeness to the heichal, and the secondary place, meaning the Azara, should not be more important than the primary place, the heichal itself. This principle is challenged from a brisa which derives from a pasuk that if attacking idolaters surrounded the Azara, Kohanim may enter the heichal and eat kadshi kadshim there, implying that without a pasuk, this would be prohibited. Since the permit to eat them in the Azor is described as b'chatzar ol ha'moed, in the courtyard of the ol ha'moed, indicating the primacy of the heichal, we should say le'yetavo chamu min eker. The Gemara differentiates regarding avodah such as shechita da adam over b'makom rabo, where a person would serve in his master's presence. The primary place, the heichal, should be at least as valid as the secondary place, meaning the azara. But regarding eating, nein adam ochel b'makom rabo, where a person would not eat in his master's presence, we would not assume one can eat in the primary place. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that the avodah of a chatas ha'of is performed at the southwest corner of the mizbech. It was valid in any place, but this was its place. The Gemara later clarifies that its malika can be formed anywhere, but this corner was its place for hazah, the sprinkling of its blood. A hekesh between a mincha and chatas teaches that just as a mincha is brought to the southwest corner of the mizbech, the hazah of a chatas ha'of is also performed at this corner. A mincha's law is derived in a braisa. The words livnei Hashem before Hashem would imply the west side of the mizbeach facing the heichal. But the words el pnei ha-mizbeach, to the front of the mizbeach, implies the south side where the ramp is. Therefore, Magish Bekeren Maravi's Romis Keneged Chudash Alkeren V'dayo. He brings the mincha to the southwest corner, to the edge of the corner, and that is sufficient. Rabbi Eliezer says a mincha is brought to the south side of the mizbeach, which also fulfills livnei Hashem, because he holds the entire mizbeach was in Safon. Alright, so now we go to our Simon Daf Samech Gimon. Our standard Simon is a Segway, which is a two-wheel device that boys ride around in the neighborhood. So here goes. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Heichal Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, and another Kohen eating Kodshim, watched his friend who was exiting bump right into a Kohen doing Hazah of a Chatas Ha'ov on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Once again, in slow motion. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway. Segway? That must be Moran Duff. Samach Gimel. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Heichal Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Menachos Hayinik Matzos Bekom Makom Ba'azara. Menachos had their Kamitza performed anywhere in the Azara and are eaten within the Azara's curtains by male Kohanim, prepared anyway for a day and night until midnight. In the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says the kamitza performed in the heichal itself is valid. Before we find a similar precedent in the removal of the spoons of lavona of the lachem apanim. The lavona of the lachem apanim, which was burned on the mizbeach, functioned as their komets, and its removal parallels an ordinary mincha's kamitza. Since it took place in the heichal from the shulchan, any kamitza of a mincha is likewise valid in the heichal. So the kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Heichal Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, and another Kohen eating Kodshim, which reminds the Gemara discussing shechting a Shlamim in the Heichal and eating in the Heichal. So the kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Heichal Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, and another Kohen eating Kodshim, watched his friend who was exiting bump right into a Kohen doing Hazah of a Chatas Ha'ov on the southwest corner, Adam Mizbeach, which reminds us, a hekesh between a mincha and a chatas teaches that just as a mincha is brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, the hazah of a chatas ha'ov is also performed at this corner. So once again, the kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Heichal Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, and another Kohen eating Kodshim, watched his friend who was exiting bump right into a Kohen doing hazah of a chatas ha'ov on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. All right, so now it's time for our four blah blah chazara. Daf Nun Tes, so the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knights in shining armor, knights in shining armor, that must be more on Daf Nun Tes. The knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech puzzling al karbanah shechtet from then on, which reminds us, Rav said, Mizbech shenifkam, if the Mizbech became damaged, all karbanahs which were shechted there are disqualified. Rabbi Yochanan went further and said that even karbanahs which were only shechted after the Mizbech was repaired are invalid, since they could not be shechted while it was damaged. The Gemara explains that Rav holds, Balei Chayim Einan Nidchim, living creatures are not permanently rejected from being sacrificed and may be used after the disqualification ends. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Balei Chayim Nidchim. So the knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech, puzzling all karbanas, shechted from then on, had to dodge karbanas being brought on the floor of the Azara because the Mizbech was too small to contain them all, which reminds us, the Pasuk says about Shlomo's dedication of the Mizbech, that he sanctified the interior of the courtyard where he brought numerous karbanas, because the copper Mizbech, which was before Hashem, was too small to accommodate the karbanas. Rabbi Yehuda explains, Dvarim Ksavim, the words mean as they are written, that Shlomo sanctified the Azara floor itself to enable burning karbanos there because the Mizbeach he had built was too small for so many karbanos. The Gemara will explain accordingly that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes means Shlomo's stone Mizbeach, which replaced Moshe's copper Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi objects. So the knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech, puzzling all karbanos shechted from then on, had to dodge karbanos being brought on the floor of the Azar because the Mizbech was too small to contain them all, and jumped over two models commemorating the Mizbech of Moshe, one 5 amos square and 1 10, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Moshe's Mizbech was not 5 amos square, as Rabbi Yossi holds, since it is described as revua, square, which is also used to describe the Mizbech in Heskel. He says that just as that Mizbech's length refers to each direction from the center, Moshe's Mizbech was also 5 amos in each direction from the center, meaning 10 amos square. This allows for a marach of 36 square amos, 6x6, so if it can only accommodate 1,000 karbanas, then Shlomo's could not accommodate 142 times that amount. Daf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers. Smiley face stickers? That must mean we're on Daf Samach. The boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yehuda said that Shlomo Melech was makdish the Azara floor for bringing karbanas. Rava says Rabbi Yehuda agrees regarding damim, bloods of karbanas, that they may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor. He attempts to prove this from Rabbi Yehuda's statement that a kohen would fill a cup of blood of the many pesach karbanas from the floor of the Azara and pour it onto the Mizbeach, so that if the blood of one karban is spilled without being poured on the Mizbeach, the pouring of this blood mixture would validate that karban. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Azara floor was valid even for matnos of blood, then its mitzvah has already been done when it originally spilled on the floor. The Gemara deflects this proof. So if the boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, and that a nick on the Mizbech forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, Mizbech shenifkam. If the Mizbech is damaged, one may not eat the remaining portion of a mincha on its account. The pasuk says, "Ve'achu matzos etzol mizbech," and eat the mincha unleavened next to the mizbech. Since it can't be eaten anywhere in the Azara, not just near the mizbech, this is interpreted to mean the mincha may only be eaten bizman shu shalim v'lo bizman shu chaser, at a time when the mizbech is whole and not when it's deficient. The pasuk uses the expression of kodesh kadoshim, teaching that this law applies to all kachshe kachim. Abai proceeds to prove that this also applies to kachim kalim. So the boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, and that a nick on the Mizbeach forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, watched his classmate get a smiley face sticker for bringing a basket of Maaseh She'ani to class, since he can't bring it to Yerushalayim and eat nowadays. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel said, Yachol Yalu Adam Maaseh She'ani Yerushalayim Yachulenu Bizman Hazeh. One might think that a person can bring up his Maaseh She'ani to Yerushalayim and eat it nowadays, although the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. A hakish between Bechor and Maaseh She'ani teaches, Ma Bechor Eino El Lifnei Abayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a Beis HaMikdash, so too Maaseh She'ani can only be eaten when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Daf Samachov. So the Simmer Daf Samachov is a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The work with the chainsaw. Saw? That must mean we're on Daf Samachov. The worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbech was in place, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Kachim could be eaten after the Mishkan was dismantled. So the worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbech was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, which reminds us the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made of stones, and Moshe's Mizbeach would send sparks and flames to the Mizbeach of Shiloh. So the worker with the chainsaw showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, and had his friend use his saw to cut wood for measurements for the newly expanded Mizbeach for Baal Sheni. Which reminds us, the mission states that when Baal Sheni was built, 4 amos were added on the south and west sides. Rav Yosef explains, Mishum de Lasampe, because it was otherwise not enough for all the karbanas. Abai asks if the original Mizbeach was sufficient during Baal's Rishon, when the population was far greater, why didn't it suffice during Baal Sheni? Rav Yosef answered, there during Baal's Rishon, a heavenly fire ate of them, but did not in Baal Sheni. Bar Kapar explained differently. Shisin Hosifu, they added to the Mizbeach to incorporate the Shisin, the two holes in the ground into which Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim were poured. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine ride. Submarine? That must be more Daf Samach Beis. The submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach, Abaye Sheni, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, although it's understandable how the Anshei Knesset HaGadoa determined the location for Abaye Sheni, because the original foundations were still visible, but how do they know the exact location for the Mizbeach? Four answers are given, the second one being, Ephra Shel Yitzhak Ro'u Shemunuch Bo'osamakom. They saw the ashes of Yitzhak lying in that place. So the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach, Abaye Sheni, and then a ride up on the ramp on the south side of a Mizbeach, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Kevesh Hayel Adromish Mizbeach. There was a ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which was 32 amos long by 16 amos wide. Rav Huna explains that the Pasuk says the shacht on the Yerach, the side, literally the thigh, of the Mizbeach to the north. Since its feet are described as being to the north, its face, meaning its ramp entrance, must be to the south. So the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach Abaye Sheni, and then a ride up the ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which stops right before the gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Yosef ben Lakunya asked Rabbi Yossi if it was true that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Avi Yesh ben Kevesh l'Mizbeach, there was a gap of airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi responded, do you not say so? A hekesh between habasar v'hadam, the meat and the blood of olos, teaches madam bezrika of basar bezrika. Just as blood is put on the Mizbeach by throwing, so too the meat, meaning the evarim, is put on the Mizbeach by throwing it. This indicates that there was a gap between the kevesh and the Mizbeach, necessitating throwing the evarim. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn about the gap between the kevesh and the Mizbeach? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that kadshim cannot be eaten when the Mizbeach is damaged? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn a hazah of a chataza of is done at the Mizbeach's southwest corner, like hagasha of a mincha? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss Shechtin Kodshi Kodshim on top of the Mizbeach? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn how the Anshei Knesset HaGadoa knew the location for the Mizbeach for Baye Sheni? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we Machokas of Hemen V'Dava Acher is considered learned from a Hekesh? That's on Daf Nun Zion. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss shechting a shlamim in the heichal and eating it in the heichal? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf does Gemara bring a machlokas if the carbon pesach may only be eaten until chatzos or until the morning? That's on Daf Nun Zion. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that a kmitza of a mincha can be anywhere in the azara and even in the heichal? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that blood which spills on the Azara floor does not qualify as an avoda? That's on Daf Samach. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.